Ipswich is making national news today after announcing all recyclable rubbish will be tipped into landfill until further notice. Council says it's become too expensive to send your bottles, plastics and cardboard for recycling. Mayor Andrew Antonelli is here to explain. Good morning, Councillor Antonelli.
Yeah, good morning, guys. How are we this morning?
Yeah,
very good,
bad.
Thanks. All right. So, Councillor, why do we have to pay to get our rubbish recycled? Don't the recycling companies take our rubbish and turn it into new items?
Look, no matter what part of the waste industry you're in, there is a cost associated with it. And we have to give our recyclables to another company for them to deal with it. And obviously the cost they charge us is reflective in what they make back. And at the moment, because of the China crisis, particularly with plastic recycling, paper is also an issue, as is glass. They're not getting a return, so they're charging us much more.
So you mentioned the China crisis. Is that why the cost is about to become prohibitive?
Exactly. At the moment, China is refusing to take certain recyclables. They're limiting it to just a small amount, and there has to be a degree of contamination that needs to be met. It can't go beyond that. And the reality here is that we cannot achieve that, and nor can we as a community afford to pay five times the going rate for recyclables.
Okay, so what sort of extra costs are we talking about if we keep up recycling?
Well, just to put it in the simplest of forms, at the moment we pay about $30 a tonne, which we can afford and have been paying for some time. The rate is going to go up to about $150 a tonne with a minimum of 25% contamination. We're currently at 50% contamination. So even if we could meet that, we then have to pay five times the amount. And the reality is that that is an additional at least $2 million to our bottom line, our budget, somewhere in the order of a 1.5% to 2% rate rise.
So are people not willing to pay extra to keep up the recycling?
I don't think that's the problem here. The problem here is that recycling in its current form has a limited future, and we really do need to be looking at other options. And as it currently stands, we need to protect our ratepayers from such a cost increase because it is unsustainable and unaffordable. We need to be coming up with other options and alternatives. Now, the waste industry can assist us with that, but we also need to be looking at things such as waste to energy. That is the future, waste to energy. We can turn waste, which is a renewable resource. We create waste. We are the ones putting it in our curbside bins. Council collects. It goes. It's got to go somewhere. It just doesn't disappear. So we need to find ways to reuse that that particular resource and get, I guess, better bang for our buck. And one of the ways to do that is waste to energy.
So until we do find ways or have the facilities to make waste into energy, will this move lead to more and bigger landfill sites in Ipswich? Because landfill sites were an election issue last year, and people don't like rubbish being shipped here from interstate.
Yeah, you're right. And it is. It's a vexed issue and very complex. You certainly can't look at the humble plastic bottle and just say that that is the sole recyclable product. There are a host of recyclables out there, but the unfortunate thing is they're not cost effective. We have been taking a lot of recyclables to landfill purely and simply because of the level of contamination. We have to be honest with our community about that it hasn't been working. And the reality is, every other council in Australia is going to be going through the same problem when their contracts fall due. We just happen to be on the contract cycle at the moment where we were previously paying $30 a tonne. The new contract is demanding $150 a tonne. It is not sustainable. But in answer to your original question, landfill is not the only solution as well. In the interim, obviously, most of our waste is going to be going to landfill. However, if we're able to set up other alternatives in the next couple of years and progress through to a waste-to-energy opportunity, then we have the opportunity to take more away from landfill.
Now, you said that other councils will be following your lead. Do you feel like you've taken a bullet for other councils by doing this first?
It's never easy to be a pioneer in anything. You always take the arrows in the chest. And I think what you're saying is exactly a truism here. We are the first to come out to acknowledge that there is a problem and acknowledge we cannot continue using the current methods. We need to find new methodology for there to be a sustainable outcome. Other councils, I don't know whether they will follow the exact path that we have, but it's certainly sure as night follows day that they will be presented with similar problems.
So it seems it's a sad day for anyone who's passionate about recycling. Is there anything we can do as individuals to reduce the waste at our place?
Look, I think we need to take stock of the fact that recycling is not dead. There are options with respect to recycling. There are different ways of recycling a lot of these recyclate products. Plastics can be turned into biofuels. Paper can be used in organic recycling. So there are other alternatives. Recycling is not dead. It's just the current methodology has a finite future. And we need to be ahead of that future so that we can turn waste into some other opportunity. And certainly, I think, as a council, we are already leading the way by taking a proactive stance towards perhaps a waste-to-energy future.
Well, Mayor Antonelli, thank you so much for your time. We appreciate coming in to talk about this. Hopefully, we'll hear from you again in the future.
Look, guys, thank you very much for the opportunity to explain.